Wonderful.
All right,
Well, thanks so
tonight we
much,
have.
Brandy.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
No, no, honey, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say tonight we have CJ, who's going to be speaking on the second half of Bill's story, step two.
Great. Now I can say it. Thank you, Brandy. I really appreciate all your service here. What a beautiful job. And I know how it feels to be coming in to lead a meeting and you're running from another thing and you just did a spectacular. So I'm impressed. And thanks, Reem, for timing. Good to see you. And Jeff, wow. You know, like I said, you really were patient with me as I dragged you around by the nose trying to get this date together. And yeah, Cindy and Gracie for reading and everybody that's here. Hi, Lonnie, everyone. I'm really grateful, you know, to get a chance to yet again be with my fellows, the people that really get me in this world, that could read this story along with me, especially the second half of Bill's story, and get it, you know, really get it, that understand that incredible despair. I mean, just sitting at that kitchen table, you know, just dying, but feeling that fit, you know, that delusional thing, well, I got it stashed all over the house, so I'm okay. And as an alcoholic, food addict, and Al-Anonic, trust me, I get that, hiding it all over and knowing there's enough to get me through to the next day, because that too is my story. Hiding it, it was a nightmare. And the thing was, I knew there was something wrong, but I had no idea how sick I was, you guys. No clue, really. I heard about AA at the age of 14, watching Phil Donahue. I don't know if some of the people in Europe may not know who he was, but he was a talk show host in the 70s, the early 70s. I'm telling you how old I am there. And he had literally a whole studio full of AAers. And these people broke their anonymity and came on and saved my life. Because what was it like 30 something years later, I looked you up on the internet in AA and I walked into the rooms because I knew I had a problem and I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop. And I was one of those upper bottom kind of things. I don't know how or why. That's the grace of God. All of it's the grace of God. But I came in here and you guys, you know, told me your stories just like this. You know, I heard myself. I had a brief relapse one weekend, about 2 weeks after I was in, because I wasn't really listening to you guys. I had my hands gripping the bottom of the chair and my teeth gritted, and I was running out the door as soon as the meetings were over, but I was going every day. So there was something pulling me there. I got through one weekend, didn't make it to the next one. That next Friday night, I picked up. But someone very close to me in my life took me to and I have a food issue. I come from big numbers. I was a real big lady. And this person took me to a food marathon, a food fellowship marathon in person. And I sat in a room and I don't know what happened, but I kid you not, I felt like somebody poured warm water over the top of my head. And I remember I cried and shared and went back to my AA meeting the next night, and I heard, and then I wanted what you had. So my recovery is God-given, just like Bill's. This is a grace I can't even begin to tell you. And I had no clue. Really, I had no clue. Much like Bill, really. I mean, in this writing of this, after a few years, he does, but I can't help but think, just, well, perhaps not, but like myself, you know, I still kind of felt like I had something to do with it. You know, that ego was still in there pretty strong. And I thought, you know, well, I'm going to meetings and, you know, whatever, but it wasn't, it really wasn't. It was truly all the grace of this higher power just smiling upon me as I did my silly little stomping around and, you know, balking and having my little issues as I can do on a daily basis, even, you know. I got a motive and I wake up with that motive, and it's going to sometimes be self-seeking and where's mine and how come, and my God just seems to just keep smiling and loving and being patient and bringing me back to that great, the heart, you know, the language of the heart keeps bringing me back to that beautiful place of peace and serenity. And the power that I get to experience on a daily basis, much like Bill here, you know, these last, I mean, how can you possibly these from page 9 to 16, even remotely try to get anything much in on 15 minutes, because it's all there. The entire program, his entire experience around from the moment Ebby, his sponsor, walked in and brought him the message to, you know, him carrying the message and passing on the instruction that, you know, and how, I mean, the last line of his story, I think, impacts me with such a depth today. It says, each day, my friend's simple talk in our kitchen multiplies itself in a widening circle of peace on earth and goodwill to men. Wow, you know, that's so massive. And it's so true. I mean, I wonder if when he wrote this, even he had any idea what this was going to look like. Food fellowships, gambling, sex, any addiction you could possibly think of. I mean, this thing is just so much bigger. It's so much bigger. But I came in and didn't know that. I just knew I needed help. And the 12 steps were presented. They were up on the wall like a list of ingredients. And I, of course, in my arrogance and my stupidity, literally said, oh yeah, 1, 2, 3, got that, no problem. 4, not gonna do it. 5, yeah, I'll talk to people about stuff, but 6 and 7, yeah, I got a God, I'll turn to this God, that's good. 8 and 9, make amends, they owe it to me. I don't owe anybody else, they owe me amends. Trust me, everybody owes me amends. I'm the victim here. And 10, 11, and 12, I didn't really even think much of. Carrying the message sounded good to me because, you know, I want to stand up and sound good and be good. And I did that for quite a while in the rooms. I parroted what was being said. Unlike Bill, I did not have a really strong spiritual experience after that initial pouring of water. And I will tell you why. One, I didn't do the steps. The fact that I remained sober and abstinent was a miracle and a half all on its own. And I didn't help others, you know, I didn't do the steps and I wasn't really being of service to an extent. You know, I would show up and help with chairs because my sponsor told me to, and, you know, whatever, but there really was no understanding. There was nothing. So if anything can be given from that encouragement is we don't have to have this experience like Bill and do this as fearlessly and thoroughly and beautifully as Bill did, because this was Bill's path, obviously. He was really, I mean, his carrying the message thing saved all of us. Mine participates, and I hope I've been useful to some degree. My sobriety date, by the grace of God, is June 3rd, 2007. My back-to-back abstinence date is only 2.5 years. Two and a half years. That's good enough. And with abstinence in between, that the food thing really kicked my butt for a long time. And that's a good thing. I see it today as a real gift that this loving higher power, just like Bill, had me in this incredible grasp the whole time. And so coming from a place of not doing it, then I got totally absorbed in the book. And then it was all about sponsorship. And if I knew the book, then I'd be okay. And if I had the right sponsor, then I'd be okay. And obviously, you know where that got me. I didn't drink, thank God. I did eat, but I learned the book. And you'll notice a lot of times when people hear me share, I don't really go to the book a whole lot. Only because my God has really shown me this is my textbook. I have a good understanding of it now. It has to come from here, you know, it has to come from the heart. So, and not just lifting off the pages, but I will tell you, I am a page 21 alcoholic food addict. Oh yes. And if you don't know what that is, read page 21 and you will see, because that's me. Full-fledged, right on. It is totally true that this kit of spiritual tools was very gently and lovingly by my higher power put in front of me. And I finally was dying and decided it was time. And God brought me BBA through another fellow, you know, just like this. It was passed on one from another. I made up none of this. I have done none of this. This has been God through the fellowship. So that circle and triangle, those three legacies, once I got to BBA, started to really become, and that set aside prayer, huge for me. There's such power in the simple constructive actions of those three sides of the triangle. When I go to my God every morning now, just because it's how I wake up, it's not even me doing it. I can claim truly no power here. This is by just saying yes and opening up and just doing the work. I've been given the grace to do the work. That little bit of willingness, and I'm telling you, I know today that that's it. And then the push comes. Then this power, this grace, this love just seems to flow in and do it. So in the struggle, I had years of struggle, you guys, years, was all worth it. This higher power didn't let me go. So if you are struggling, how do you tell somebody truly relax in the struggle? Because honestly, it's probably some of my greatest moments with God and with my fellows now that I look back, you know? And this is what Bill does too. This is what he's doing. He's looking back and sharing what his experience, strength, and hope was. And he got to write it down. And then the 100 wrote it down and put it in this textbook. And if I follow these precise directions, which for me today too comes by the three sides of that triangle, and I go to my God and I'm guided. I seek the power, you know, and I'm reminded, and I get the blessed experience of what Ebby gave to Bill. And then Bill decided there were thousands who needed it passed on to them. Little did you know, it's millions of us who've received it. And that's what we get to do. Just one soul at a time, one heart to another here, right? And I come in and I hear my story. I hear that you struggled. I hear that you weren't perfect. I hear that you're not perfect. I hear that perhaps you live on page 52 a lot. Yeah, so do I, because that's the human condition, right? And if you don't know page 52, it's right in the middle. Go read it. That's who we are too. So, you know, that's the human struggle. But I have a solution today. It's the same one Bill's talking about, right? The steps, working the steps. And when I work the steps, I automatically start to touch that triangle, and I am that little dot in the center, and I'm blessed beyond my wildest dreams. So I would never, ever, ever, ever want to take this opportunity away from anybody, because nobody took it away from me. You know, nobody tried to force me to do this, to make me do this. I was guided. I was encouraged. I was supported sometimes, and still today, you know, my sponsor, whom I adore, will pull my covers and tell me just what I need to hear, because I can't see my own teeth. You know, I can get into that, those bedevilments, and I can get into the, you know, the thinking I know stuff real fast and not even know it, you know, and just coming out of one of those, my friends. So I just want to end with this real quick. If you look at page, I am going to flip back real quick, because I just love the way the book does this several times. If you're on page 14, one of the top, close to the top, that I think it's the second full paragraph, that's Bill describing his spiritual awakening and how wonderful, you know, the wind blew through and through. Everything was just uplifted and wonderful. And if you go directly across on page 15, he was depressed. He was like without work. He was in misery again, right? About ready to drink. And all I can do is just wave at those two sides of the pages and say, yes and yes, yes and yes. This thing for me really can be that dramatic, but there's a solution. And I know today what that is. And that there's a gift in that. And it's in the fellowship. It's in the words here. It's in that prayer and meditation. It's in touching the three sides of that triangle. And the set aside prayer, right? As well as all of our other prayers. But discovering your journey I just, all I can say is it is peace on earth, goodwill to men. Today I sit in a place where, and I got that 15 up, I truly sit in a place. I've just come out of one of those page 15s. And I'm now sitting more on page 14. There's a real peace and serenity, a real goodwill towards men. And that's how this program works for me. It is a real solution to this alcoholic compulsive eater, Al-Anonic. So thank you all again so much. What a blessing to be here. And I'm going to mute. Thank you all.
Thank you, CJ. Oh, I'm going to stop the recording now.